I'd like you to turn, please, in your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy. I want to speak on a message I've entitled this morning, Ever Increasing Strength, borrowed in part from a book written many years ago by Smith Wigglesworth, Ever Increasing Faith. So I want to talk about ever increasing strength, taken from a little verse in the Old Testament that I've called the Asher Promise. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Many times this verse has ministered to me as I've faced different things that the day has brought forth. The Lord has brought it to my mind. As your day, so shall your strength be. So I thought this morning I would give you a little background on where that verse comes from and carry it forward and connect it with our communion before we leave today. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses is giving a final blessing to the tribes of Israel that will enter into the promised land. And he will speak them by name, and he will tell a little bit of prophetical word as to how they will move forward. And so in verse 24, he speaks to the tribe of Asher. And Asher, we know, is the eighth son of Jacob and Leah's handmaid, Zilpah. And he says of Asher these words, verse 24 of Deuteronomy 33. He says, and of Asher, he said, Moses said, Asher is most blessed of sons. He is one of the blessed ones. Let him be favored by his brothers. Let him dip his foot in oil. There are those that have said that that possibly has reference to all the oil they've discovered in the Middle East. I'm not sure that that's accurate, but some have said that. It's probably more likely a symbolic gesture of blessing. It reminds me of when Jesus, as he was being prepared for what we know as the crucifixion, Mary brought spikenard, she brought oil and anointed his feet as a way to prepare him, he said, for his burial. I guess for some, if you got enough oil to put your feet in, you are blessed, because oil was a great commodity. At any rate, Moses says Asher will dip his foot in oil. And then he says, your sandals, Asher, shall be iron and bronze, indicating that you are going to be able to walk whatever road it is you have to walk, because genuinely or originally sandals were made, of course, of leather or material, but now you'll have sandals made of iron and bronze. They can hold up to anything. And then the verse, as your days, so shall your strength be. Whatever comes up, you'll have strength to face it. And this verse has been a blessing to me so many, many times throughout my pilgrimage and through my journey of the Lord, as I'm sure it has with many of you as well. Now, if you were to go back to Genesis 49, verse 20, you don't have to go there, I think it'll be on the screen. When Asher was blessed by his father, Jacob, Jacob gave a blessing to all of his sons before he passes away. He says this of Asher, and it's kind of interesting. It's very short. He gives the other sons blessings that are longer, but he says of Asher, he says from his father, bread from Asher shall be rich. Bread from Asher shall be rich. And I'm convinced that that is cinnamon raisin bread smothered with peanut butter. I mean, that you can't get richer than that. Wow. But at whatever rate, somehow Jacob is saying, Asher, you're going to be blessed. The very bread that you eat will be blessed. I don't know that it has any significance toward communion, but the Bible says Jesus took bread and he what? Blessed it. He broke it. He blessed it and he gave it. Maybe there is a prophetical word there. Bread from Asher shall be rich. And then he says, and he shall yield royal dainties. You figure that out. Whatever it is, Asher, Jacob says, you're going to be blessed. Of the sons, you're going to have a blessing. And then Moses gives his blessing and says, Asher, you'll dip your foot in oil, your sandals will be bronze and iron, and whatever your day brings forth, you will have strength to endure it. As your days, so shall your strength be. We never know what a day is going to bring forth. We never know whether that day will be a day of gladness, of joy, of rejoicing, or whether it will be a day of sadness, a day of challenge. We never know. Most of our days are pretty much the same. Mundane, perhaps. We keep the schedule. We, you know, get the kids ready for school. We watch the grandkids. You know, we go to work, or maybe we work in the yard. We do whatever the schedule is, and most days are probably like that. But we don't know. When we wake up, whatever the day holds, what we know from the Asher promise is that whatever that day brings, God will give us strength to endure and to help us, right? It may be a joy, and God will give us the strength to have that joy. Maybe it'll be a day when you wake up and you'll hear a knock on the door, and you'll open the door, and outside is this guy with a bottle of champagne and roses, and you've just won $25,000 a week for life. You'll need strength for that. Statistically, and I'm not encouraging you to, you know, do anything like that. I'm not encouraging you to buy a lottery ticket or anything, but statistics tell us that the majority of people that win all this money end up in bankruptcy court. Why is that? Because they don't have the strength, they don't have the wisdom, they don't have the godly principles to help them use it wisely. So whatever the day may hold, he says to Asher, you will have the strength to do it. You'll have the strength to do what you need to do. It may be a day, instead of blessing, it may be a day that you hear bad news. It may be a day when something happens that just turns your world upside down. But the Asher promise says, whatever your day holds, you'll have the strength to endure it. You can make it, because God has given us that promise. Isn't that a wonderful promise for God's people? Now, it was given to Asher, but I believe it was a prophetical thing that can pass down to us, as I'll connect the dots as I go through this message. I think we can lay claim to it and say confidently, as our days, so shall our strength be. You ever notice that? You ever notice when you look back on a day, you lay your head down on the pillow and you begin to think of the day, and you think of all you've gone through, what you've had to do, and you lay there and you say, Lord, thank you for the strength of this day. Thank you for the strength of this day. As a matter of fact, Jesus, in his great prayer in Matthew, said, give us this day our daily what? Bread. Give us what we need for today. You say, no, I want to know at the start of the day what's going to happen so I can be prepared. You know, God doesn't work that way, does he? We have to have faith for the day, but we also have strength for the day. God says, no, whatever that day holds for you, here's the Asher promise, you're going to have the strength to go through it. Turn to Psalms 84, please. Psalms 84. We are, in fact, pilgrims on this Christian journey. And as we take that Asher promise, I want to take it through with this thought that we are pilgrims. I call Psalms 84 the traveler's psalm. We're not going to read all of it, but we're going to read verses 5 through 7. We are pilgrims. And if many of you have no doubt read that wonderful book, who's second only to the Bible in number of volumes sold through the years, Pilgrim's Progress, written about the pilgrim's journey. And as pilgrim begins his journey of making it to the celestial city, he gets to the cross and he loses his burdens fall, and then he goes through the temptations and trials, but eventually he reaches the celestial city. We are pilgrims here today, are we not? We're on a journey. We're not going to be forever on this planet. We are going to be with Lord someday. If we know Jesus as our personal Savior, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. I am looking forward to the day when our permanent home comes into being, and that will be heaven. Amen? But while we're here, we're pilgrims. We're on a journey. We're traveling. Cheryl and I just finished an over 2,000-mile trip to Southern Cal to be in a memorial service for one of the presidents of our organization who passed away. That was a lot of miles. We didn't know what every day would bring. There were sometimes we didn't even know where we were going to stay. You know, when it gets to be about 9 o'clock at night, Cheryl begins to worry, where are we going to stay? And then I just tell her, don't worry about it, sweetheart. These seats recline. That used to go over well when we were young, but not anymore, right? She says, no, I want to know where I'm going to lay my head at night. So we're pilgrims on this journey. And this verse 5 of Psalms 84 says this, blessed is the man or woman whose strength is in you. Remember, the Asher blessing was, as your day, so shall your strength be. So to the pilgrim on this journey, he said, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. Whose heart is set on pilgrimage. The person who knows they're on a journey. We haven't reached our destination yet. Every day is a part of the journey. We're on pilgrimage. We're making our way toward the celestial city. We're making our way toward heaven. And every day is part of the journey. Verse 6, as they passed through the valley of Baca. Baca is a Hebrew word that means weeping, a place of hardship, a place of sadness. As we pass through a place of weeping, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. And the word pools translates in the Hebrew as blessings. So what we find on the journey is that we may go through the valley of the shadow. We may go through a place called the valley of Baca or weeping. But in that very valley, we will find pools or springs of blessing. How many know that sometimes even in the hard times, there can be a blessing? Even in hard times. Now, I for one am not going to pray for hard times just so I can find the blessing. But if hard times do come, my confidence with the Asher promise is that whatever strength I need to make it through the hardship, God's going to give me that strength, and that will be a blessing. That'll be a blessing for me and for you. And so we read on, verse number 7. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God. Before God in Zion. That was the destination of the traveler, of the pilgrim, was to reach Zion, the holy city. And so it says they go from strength to strength, strength to strength, strength to strength. I love what the promise or the Passion translation uses in verse 7. Let me read it to you. It says this, verse 7 in the Passion translation says, they grow stronger and stronger with every step forward. Praise God. They grow stronger and stronger with every step forward. So pilgrims, listen. That sounds like John Wayne, doesn't it? Pilgrims, listen. Every step we take will get stronger. Every step will get stronger. Every step will get stronger as we're making our way toward God, toward the Lord. Now you say, I don't feel that way sometimes, but oftentimes I've discovered that the strength to help me take another step isn't physical strength, but it's an inward spiritual strength that keeps me going on, right? It's just the keep going on strength. My body may be tired. My body may be tired, and many times it is, especially when you're going through a very difficult time. We can just be worn out, and all we want to do is sleep, and we just don't want to face the day. But somehow there's something inside of us that just begins to build. And I believe it's the Asher promise that as your day, so your strength will be. I've started a new walking regiment, and so I've made some goals for that, And like everybody that, you know, does walking or exercises, boy, when I start out, there's a little place by our church camp, and I'm up there often, and so on the way home, I'll stop, and I'll start walking, and when I get started on that circuit, I'll tell you, I'm briskly going. I'm going. And I'm thinking to myself, I can do this all day. That holds true till I get about halfway around, and then I'm going, Jesus, help me. I feel like I may be crawling to the finish line, right? Well, how many know sometimes in life it's that way, right? We get up in the morning, we think we can do anything, we can handle anything, and then life hits you smack in the face, and you face some challenges. It is good to know that we have a resource. It's the Asher promise that's confirmed in the New Testament, that strength by strength by strength, as our day, so shall our strength be. Moment by moment, one step at a time. The important thing, according to verse 7, is that we take the step. We don't stop, but we take the step, and then the next step, and then the next step, knowing that God's strength will help us. A parallel passage to this psalm, traveler's psalm, if you will, is Psalms 121. Would you turn there, please? Psalms 121. This is one of several psalms that are called the Songs of Ascent. And they were what the pilgrims would sing and recite as they were making their way to Jerusalem to go to a time of offering. And they made their pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And so this is one of the songs of ascent. And as they got higher, they traveled higher and climbed higher toward that Mount Zion, toward Jerusalem, then they would sing these songs. And Psalms 121 is one of those. And it reads this way, verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. As they're traveling, they're pilgrims. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. And then the question, from whence comes my help? Where does my strength come from? I'm climbing upward. I'm looking to the hills. I see the climb is still upward as I look forward. Where will my strength come from to get up that hill? How am I going to climb? How am I going to walk it? How am I going to do it? I will look to the hills. Where does my strength come from that I can make it? The answer is right here. My help, my strength comes from the Lord who made that mountain. Hallelujah. My help, my strength comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's who's going to help me make it. That's going to help me survive, is knowing that the God who made the mountains is also the God who gives me the strength to take one step at a time. One step at a time. We can make it because the promise is that as your day, so shall your strength be. Verse number 3, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper or protector. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. There it is. There's the promise to the pilgrim. God's going to be there and protect you. Sun will not hurt you. Moon will not hurt you. Steps will not hurt you. Mountains will not hurt you. Enemies will not hurt you. I'm going to preserve you because as your day, so shall your strength be. So bring it on. Whatever the day, bring it on. But I won't conquer it in my own strength. I can only conquer it in the strength of the Lord. I have to commit it to God. So to the weary pilgrim, be encouraged and know, as your day, so shall your strength be. I've elongated just a little bit on that very verse, if you'll allow me to do so. As your day, so shall your faith be. How many know every day we need some new faith? Every day some new faith. Where does that come from? It doesn't come from ourselves. It comes from the Lord. Lord, give me the faith for this day. Give me the faith for this day. As your day, so shall your faith be. Some days, you may not need a whole lot of faith. Other days, you may need a lot of faith. But the promise of Asher, I think, can be extended not only from strength, but faith as well. Whatever faith you need today, God is going to provide you with that faith. Praise the Lord. How about hope? As your day, so shall your hope be. Whatever hope you might need today. And sometimes hope is there because despair has come in. And hope is an opposite of despair. And so maybe you feel despair happening to you someday. If something's happened and you feel in despair, guess what? hope will come. If you trust the Lord, hope will come. And as your days, so your hope will be. How about joy? As your days, so your joy will be. Praise the Lord. Some days you don't wake up joyful. You know, most of you, I think, first service aren't so much this way, but you guys probably jump out of bed, the alarm goes off, and you go, yeah, I'm ready, give me the day, hallelujah, I'm happy, oh boy. No? No? Well, join the party. No, a lot of days you don't feel like getting up. Be honest with me. How many here have ever had a Sunday morning you did not want to get up and go to church? Look at the honest hands. I'm the same way. There are some Sundays I wake up and I go, no, no. And the shower reminds me, you got to go. You work there. No, I don't want to get up. I don't want to go. Now, on a sunny day like today, oh, it's great. Let's get up. Let's go to church. But when it's overcast, when it's cloudy, you know, just I want to stay in bed. I want to snuggle in the covers. I just want to lay there. But you don't, because you know you'll feel convicted the whole day, right? No, some days we don't have the joy. And yet, as your days, so shall your joy be. But I also know this, that joy isn't always the ha-ha-ha stuff. Joy, many times, is something deep inside that's settled, and we know that God is going to work everything together for my good. There is a joy in that, isn't there? There's a joy in knowing that, that God's going to work it out. As your day, so shall your faith, your hope, your joy. What about courage? So your courage shall be. Some days you just need a boost of courage. Lord, I need to face something today. I need courage. It'll be there. What about determination? I don't want to give up, Lord. I feel like giving up, but I don't want to. But as your day, so shall your determination be to make it, to make it. As your day, so shall your strength be. As your day, so shall your victory be. So shall your victory be. I'm reminded of when Bernie, remember, you took us, a group of us up. John and Marcella were there. We went up and climbed St. Helens after the eruption when it opened. And Bernie gave us warning. He said, you need to get in shape. So I would climb stairs when I was at the hospital visiting, and I would get, and I thought, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. And when we got at the base, wherever that was, base camp or whatever, and we got ready to head up, a couple of you had done it before, and I thought, this is no problem. Oh, Jesus. I have a certificate on my wall that Bernie gave me that says that I completed, I made it to the top. There are days that I walk in and I look at that and I go, oh, hallelujah. I will never, ever, ever do that again. But I remember we would walk up, and as we got toward the fault summit, there's a little area there where we rested. And I thought, we've made it. And Bernie said, no, this is the fault summit. And he was right. We left there, and it was like for every three steps forward, you took two steps back because of that crumbly stuff. But I was determined. If someone as old as Bernie could make it, I could make it. I can do that. He's my friend. He's my friend. Yeah. And we made it. Bernie's a good guy. We made it up there. I think one person had to turn around. But when you get to the top and you see the view, it's worth all the pain. I read the other day that in a year that there's not as much snow, the highest mountain on the earth as far as land is Mount Everest. There are mountains larger under the sea. But on Mount Everest, when Mount Everest is now covered with garbage and tents and dead bodies because of people who didn't make it. some days we may feel like we're not going to make it. But I'm telling you, God's people will make it to the top. Hallelujah. Because as your days, so shall your strength be. Amen. I wouldn't trade the experience of St. Helens for anything, Bernie. It was one of the most wonderful things I've done. One of the most difficult. But we made it because we had a good guide that encouraged us. And I'm telling you, you've got a guide named Jesus, and he's encouraging you. You're going to make it. Amen? You're going to make it to the top. Bringing it home to communion, the Asher promise was what Jesus needed when he chose to die for us. As his day, so his strength would be. In the upper room, when he had the first communion with his disciples, he needed the strength to let them know he was going to die. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed and sweated drops of blood, he needed strength for that moment. He received it. In Pilate's judgment hall, when he would be pronounced guilty, really not guilty, but guilty, and they beat him and scourged him, he would need strength for the scourging. As they placed the cross on his shoulder and he walked the Via Dolorosa, or the way of suffering, he needed strength to carry the cross, and God gave him the strength. He collapsed beneath it. Simon would help. When he was on the cross, he needed God's strength to be able to say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." In the tomb, when they laid him in the tomb, he was dead. And then he would need strength, according to Ephesians, to go into Hades and bring captivity captive and release them and take the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. And then on resurrection morning, he was alive and victory. As his day, so his strength was. Amen? And I'm convinced for you and I, God's people, whatever the day may hold, God will give you the strength for it. I think of these young parents with these little babies at home and these little ones. Boy, the strength they need. Cheryl and I raised two, and some of these young families have 3, 4, 5 children. I think that's wonderful. And I think, how do you do it? It's like herding cats. You know, how do you do it? How do you do it, Mom? How do you do it, Dad? You do it with God's strength. Amen? Your God's strength. You get them in the car and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Have we left anybody at the service station? Okay. I heard one family tell me once, yeah, Mom and Dad left me at a service station for like 2 hours before they knew I was gone. And I thought, how can a parent do that? And then I tried to raise two and I thought, I know how they can do that. But this I know. Whether you're a young parent or you're a grandma and grandpa that's helping raise some children, whether you're working a full-time job, or some of you 2 or 3 jobs to make ends meet, or whether you're retired and just wondering if you have meaning or purpose anymore, I want you to know this. As your day, so your strength will be. And it's verified in our final verse, 2 Corinthians 12:9, which to me is a confirmation of the Asher promise. 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Praise God. The strength you need is perfected in your weakness. You and I cannot make it in our own strength. No day that comes can we make it in our own strength, because every day we need God's strength. Amen. So, Lord, give me strength for this day and what this day holds. And as you promised to Asher, so you promised to me. As your day, so shall your strength be. Father, thank you this morning for the word of the Lord. Thank you for these scriptures that have encouraged us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing them alive in our hearts. Lord, minister to those folks here today who may be going through some of those dark days, who someone here today might be going through a very difficult time, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Lord, help those here today. Help our young families, grandmas and grandpas. Lord, help everyone here, Lord. Every aspect of life is represented here today. Please be with them and help them take hold of the Asher promise. as your days, so your strength will be. We claim that promise for them today in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. 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 Let's thank the Lord for his word today, shall we? Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. Let's stand together. Thank you for coming, and we hope to see you maybe Wednesday night at prayer service, but if not, maybe next Sunday. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of the service today. Give someone a handshake, a hug, and say, God bless you. Thanks for being in church with us today. God bless you.